Hello, listeners of the Missing Maura Murray podcast. I am Tim. I'm here today with Lance. We just want to tell you a little bit of what is happening for the 14-year anniversary vigil of Maura Murray's disappearance.
So this year we are taking it away from the accident site, where we're bringing it back to memories of Maura through Julie's voice. She will be joining us for a Facebook Live event at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on February 9th.
Yeah, so check us out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/MauraMurrayDoc. And at 7 p.m. Eastern on February 9th, we will be doing a Facebook Live show with Julie Murray, with Maggie Freeling, and Art Roderick as well.
And we have Julie, who agreed to put together a little recording. She's going to basically make an announcement for you guys right now, I suppose. We might as well let people know and use Julie's voice to make that announcement.
Hey, everyone. I'm Julie Murray. As many of you know, February 9th, 2018 marks the 14th anniversary of my sister Maura's disappearance. This year, we wanted to do something a little bit different. With all the new interest in the case due to the Oxygen series, we wanted a way to bring the entire community together, regardless of where you are in the world. So please join me on February 9th, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. My brother and I are going to share some pictures, read some stories, and at some point during the show, we're going to ask for folks to light a candle in Maura's honor. And then either take a picture or a video and share that through social media. The idea behind this is to refocus on Maura the person. So for one night, let's set aside our differences, our theories, our egos. And remember, Maura's not a character. She's a human being and she's been missing for 14 years. So please join me in helping keep her story alive. On behalf of my family and I want to thank each and every one of you for your continued support. It means the world to us. Remember, somebody knows something.
Thanks, Julie. And here is a quick word from Maggie about this upcoming event.
Julie and I have been in touch since the beginning. She's really, really wonderful. We talk every now and then, you know, when something big happens or, you know, it's just updates and stuff and I check in on her, but it was the three of us that were talking about, you know, what we wanted to do with the vigil. And this year was, you know, it's a different year since the documentary came out and the case has kind of really been brought into the public eye more so than it has in the past. You know, the three of us were talking, what do we want to do? And we had mentioned, you know, the best way to get everybody involved, all of these people who have been paying attention around the country and around the world, would be to do Facebook. And I reached out to Julie and said, you know, Tim and Lance want to do this and she loves you guys and it's going to be really great. And I'm glad that we're making it Maura focused because it's not about anybody else but Maura and her family.
And we will be releasing this audio as a podcast episode as well. Might just take a little bit to edit and we'll get it up there. And also Art Roderick has a foundation that he wants to share. So we wanted to bring it up real quick. The Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation honors the sacrifice of firefighter Stephen Siller, who laid down his life to save others on that fateful day, September 11, 2001. They honor military and first responders who continue to make the supreme sacrifice of life and limb for our country.
So once you go to their website under recent highlights, you'll see the link to donate for the family of U.S. Deputy Marshal Christopher David Hill. He was killed in the line of duty, and they are raising money for his family to pay off the house mortgage. And that is where Art wanted us to primarily direct everyone to. But feel free to peruse the website and give to any cause that you see fit.
Okay, thanks, everybody. We will see you on February 9th on Facebook Live, and we will be back next week with another podcast episode.